Okay, I'm going to ask you a question that I think is relative, especially in this society that we live in today. A question that probably needs to be asked, and that is simply this: is profanity a sin? And let me start by just saying that we, in this country, and I guess around the world, really, but of course we live here, so we're interested in this country, that profanity plagues America. Like everywhere you go, you hear it, don't you? I don't know if you can escape it in this society. And, you know, it used to be a saying that someone who is using profanity a lot, that he cusses like a sailor. But that has very little meaning now, doesn't it? Because most people cuss like a sailor. Like you could literally say, describe someone like that, that they cuss like a housewife or a mathematician or a grandmother or grandfather. Or I mean, it's just everywhere you go. You go to the grocery store and you might see a grandfather or grandmother with grandchildren, and you'll hear them cussing, and sometimes at the children, or you might even hear the children using curse words. And that's just the world that we live in today, and in our society, it's very normal, and most people think natural, and you can't read books or even watch TV. And most programs you have to be careful about because they're full of cursing. And it used to be, you'd be a little bit, you'd use caution and say, well, I'm not going to watch R-rated movies. And now you have not only PG-13, but sometimes even PG you got to be careful about. It's just really amazing how prevalent profanity is. And then, of course, you have some in the church who think there's nothing wrong with that. I remember a good couple in Christ that I was close to when I was at Thayer Street. I stayed in their home during the gospel meeting. They were in Florida at the time, and they were talking about how upset they were because they would go back and forth with their children, who would just argue with them, like, no, there isn't anything wrong with profanity, and especially if all you're doing is listening to it. And so we don't have to be careful about what we watch on TV or what movies we watch or anything like that, because there's nothing wrong with that. And generally, the conclusion that many who take that position will come to is, where in the Bible does it condemn profanity? And usually they want some kind of book, chapter, or verse that will begin to name, say, well, you know, this word is sinful or that word is sinful, and you know, where's the evidence of profanity being sinful? And let me just begin by saying, first of all, there is no list of bad words in the Bible. Like, you're not going to be able to turn to a passage. Like, there's passages that list bad behavior. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that you're very familiar with, 9 through 10, 9 and 10, or 9 through 11, actually. And Galatians chapter 5, of course, with the works of the flesh. And so there it is, outlined. But you can't do that with words. You can't make a word list because, first of all, the Bible is universal and meant for all people of all languages, and all languages use different words, and words come and go, of course. So they change from time to time. Like, we always use the illustration, the word gay today means something totally different than it did 50 years ago. Not that that is necessarily a profanity, but you get the point, that that's just the way language is. So it'd be very hard for the Bible. It'd be really impossible for the Bible to just set forth a list. And how long would that list have to be? So you can't turn to a list and find and begin to outline, okay, this word is a sin, and this word is not a sin. I mean, you just, that's asking too much. And really, when you think about it, there's no word that is intrinsically sinful. Not that I know of. Words just made up of letters, and letters again are just letters, and we arrange them in our various languages, and sometimes you can take a few letters and put them together and form completely different things. Like you could use the same letters to form the word God as you do the word dog, and of course those two things are completely different. But the point of it is, there's nothing inherently sinful with letters, and so therefore words that they can form, there's nothing inherently sinful about them. So the problem then is not in words themselves and how they're formed or whatever, but in the attitudes that are behind their use and the intention behind their use, just how they are used. That's the thing that we find to be sinful. And there's, of course, when we stop and think about it, even though there may not be a list that you can turn to, the Bible is not silent on the proper use of language. And so the Bible has quite a lot, as most of you know, to say about how you use your words. We have to be just very careful. Ephesians 4:29 is one of the passages we go to quite often. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to its hearer, to the hearers. And so we've talked a lot about this word corrupt. It means rotten or worthless, bad. And it's a word that describes a lot of times it would be used. I've made the point before, but it would describe rotten fish. Like, just think of the smell of, I mean, like fish. Even you fish lovers must admit that fish smells bad. Can you imagine rotten fish? And the point Paul's making is that corrupt communication reeks in the nostrils of God. He doesn't want that from his people. And so the idea of this corruptness, it denotes that which provides no good service. But the point is, right away, you begin to understand, you can use words in a way that's displeasing to God. Words can become sinful, even if they're not found on some list somewhere in the Bible. So we need to begin to think about passages of Scripture that warn us about our words and how we use them. And a little bit later, in Ephesians 5, verse 4, let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking. And those are things we don't think about a lot sometimes. We should, which really gets to the heart of the problem, speaking without thinking about the words that we're using. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says about the word filthiness, improprieties in speech, obscenities. He says shameless talk in conduct, foolish talk, literally stupid words, and coarse jesting, frivolous, vulgar, he says, all of that out of place for Jesus's followers. And the expository pulpit dictionary says the word filthiness comes from the Greek word aiskrosotes and has the basic meaning of obscenity and shamefulness. It refers to that which one ought to be ashamed of, that which would make a moral person blush. And so that's the idea of filthiness. He describes foolish talk. This speaks, he says, of a conversation that is empty, profitless, idle, or obscene, and carries the idea of buffoonery and stupidity. And so, foolish talk. That is something God doesn't want. So far as crude joking, his point on that is the word jesting comes from this particular Greek word, eutrapelia, and means witticism, ribaldry. I'm not familiar with that word, but it is the art of being good at turning one's speech for the purpose of laughter. It is to joke, to talk foolishly, poke fun, or to make wisecracks. And you should just think about some of those things, how even as God's children, sometimes we get carried away in that sort of thing. It is taking something that someone has said or done, no matter how innocent, and turning it into that which is obscene or suggestive. So it's not just the joking, but the crude joking or jesting that Paul is condemning here. But obviously, Paul, writing by inspiration, gave thought to this. And it was important, even in the first century, you be careful about the words that you use. And these are only a couple of passages. We certainly could look at several passages that just warn us about using words in a bad way and exhorting us to be careful about the words that we use. And so, no, there's not a place you can turn to in the Bible and read about a list of words or anything like that, but we better watch our attitude and be careful about certain words that may give the wrong message to people. So let's look then at some words that become sinful. When words become sinful, just a few simple principles that we should be aware. First of all, when they are used profanely, which is the first and obvious one, hence the word profanity. But we can use words in a profane fashion. Words become profane when sacred meanings are treated in a common and trivial fashion. And, you know, the Bible talks about the idea of doing that sort of thing. Esau, remember, what did he profane? His birthright. He treated his birthright, something sacred in the sight of God, he treated that as if it was common, as if it was insignificant. And he's condemned for doing that and called profane. And so we have to be careful with words. Words that aren't obviously inherently sinful, there's nothing wrong with the words Jesus Christ. We read about that and read of those words all the time in the Bible. But you can use it in a profane way. It can even become profanity in the way that man uses it today. Oh my God, or even Lord have mercy. And just a different thing you can think of, where you're just treating words that are very sacred in a way that just casually or whatever. And that's how a lot of people, you know, you hear atheists sometimes using some of these words. And we like to call them on, say, oh, you really secretly believe in God. That doesn't mean that they believe in God. They're using those words in a profane fashion. It's a habit. Something they've been doing and pick up. They use it as profanity in a lot of cases. So, we have to be very, very careful about that. Also, when you think of something being used in a profane fashion, words can also be profane when they violate sanctity or desecrate something holy. So it's not just using something that's holy in a trivial way, but you know, there's a lot of profanity that's used in a way that desecrates things that are holy to God. And so, you know, the Bible talks about not using God's name in vain. And so that's an important consideration. Anything wrong with the word or name God? Of course not. Nobody would say that is the case. Anything wrong with the word damn? No, different. Again, language is used differently. It denotes different things. Nothing inherently, intrinsically sinful about either of those words. But when you put it together, what do you have? You have profanity, don't you? And so, you know, there's nothing wrong. What's sinful about either one of those words? It's how you use words that makes it profane. And that turns it into profanity. And so again, we have to be very careful about that. One of the worst words you could ever use is a euphemism for sexual relations. Now stop and think. Sexual relations is holy. It's something God has ordained. It's His way of procreating. He's the one. It's a part of that one flesh relationship that's so sacred. And yet people just casually will use that euphemism. That's profanity in a terrible way. But that's taking something that's sacred to God and using it in a profane way. So we have to be careful. Our words can be profane. And we're not just these common words that you have seen, but just we have to think about everything that proceeds from our mouth. Are we using profanity? Are we using words in a profane way? Because that is condemned by the Word of God. Again, whether you can find them on a list or not, it's still something that God frowns upon. And then here's a second way: when words are used against others. And you take the word fool. Remember what Jesus said about the word fool in Matthew 5? You call your brother a fool and what? You're in danger of hellfire. That seems pretty serious to me. But it's not because, again, there's something intrinsically sinful about the word fool. Psalms 14 at verse 1, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. So it's not the word itself, it's how you're using the word. And you can use the word, and what Jesus was talking about is when you're denoting someone lacks wisdom and is worthless, and you know, that sort of thing. Even the word even carried the idea of being a moron. And you can't, that's a violation of love. You can't say, well, you know, Don, you're just a senseless fool, but I love you. I mean, it doesn't work like that. And so, yeah, in Psalms 14, that's just a warning. Not that the person who says there is no God is worthless or anything like that, but he's thinking foolishly when he concludes there is no God. So the word, you know, words can be used differently, and we have to be careful. When you use it against someone, that's almost always going to be wrong. And like anything wrong with the word hell? Of course not. It's a Bible word. But if I tell you to go there, I got a problem. That's sin if I do that. I'm using it against someone. And so we have to be careful about that. Remember that passage in Ephesians 4. Our words are meant to build up, not tear down. And we have to be very careful. We have to think before we talk. But these are just examples of when words that may not be inherently sinful, but they can become profanity and can become sinful if we're not real careful. Another examples when they are used in an offensive manner. And this is where we have to be careful with regard to the words that we use, because you never know what's going to offend people. Like a part of that sometimes, and this isn't necessarily using a word, using profanity, but there's a cultural connotation to some words that we might not be aware of. I heard a preacher who was talking about some work that he was doing in Africa, and it was a part of Africa that was under British control and influence. And so, but while he was there, he was talking about war, and he talked about a bloody battle and described a battle that went on with that term bloody, a bloody battle. And later on, they were telling him that was very offensive, because to them, bloody denoted something that was very offensive. That to them, that would have been profanity. But he didn't know that. And so, you have to kind of be careful about what you say and around people. You can offend without knowing if that's not the case. Have I ever told you about the time when I was in Grenada and we walked up on a group of people, we were talking with them, and I have a habit of touching people when I should, on the shoulder and just patting them and things. And so the guy was talking to me, and I patted him, and something to shake my head. Yeah, yeah. And the guy that was with me, Mark McQuarrie, he was kind of nervous. But I couldn't understand what the fellow was saying to me, really. And, I was trying, and a lot of times, Janice gets mad at me when I do this, but a lot of times, even in Bible class, I'll nod my head like this, but I'm not agreeing with you. So, I might agree with you, but I might just be, I'm listening. I'm, taking it in. Say, yeah, okay. And that's what I was doing with this guy. But later, when we walked away, he said, did you know what he was asking you? I said, I couldn't understand him. He said, because we were trying to teach him the gospel, he was asking me, do you think we're beasts? And I'm saying, yeah. they're walking around with machetes and stuff. I could have got in trouble. And so you have to be careful. Now, that doesn't have to do with profanity itself, but the same principle applies. You don't know. If you're in the habit of using profanity, you have to be very careful. You might use a word around someone you didn't even think about it. And a lot of times in this country, with how prevalent profanity is, they probably, if they didn't know you were Christian, they wouldn't think anything of it at all. Or it might be around someone who is greatly offended. And now think about that kind of scenario. After you do that, and you're using profanity, whether it's a coworker or whatever, how are you going to teach them the gospel? How's that going to work out? What kind of influence are you going to have? So we have to be very careful that we're not offending people by our words, especially if you've got into the place where you casually use profanity. And listen, every local church has folks that do, because it is so prevalent, and there's a lot of people who think there's really nothing wrong because there's no passage where you can turn to and put your finger on and say profanity is sinful. But there are biblical principles that we have to apply to the words that we use. And so we have to be just be careful. You remember Peter in 1 Peter 2, verse 12, keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. And so it matters how we come across to people that we associate with. Even if we're not, for whatever, just when we're out. Remember I said in the very beginning, you go to the grocery store, it's amazing who you hear cursing, using profanity. You don't want other people saying that about you. You don't want to be in that category. You're one of the ones that surprise somebody because they hear you cursing. And so we have to be very careful. Paul reminded us in 1 Corinthians 9:19, "For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all that I might win more of them." So now we're just talking about a mentality. Like, be careful about the words that you use. Regardless of how you feel, I hope you understand that there are biblical principles that condemn how we use certain words. Really, the answer to is profanity sin is absolutely yes. When words are used in a profane way, yes, profanity is sinful. And if you go around thinking, oh, our words don't matter, then that not only might you offend someone, but listen at this, the fourth point. If I can get the screen to turn here. Did it turn up there? It did, okay. Did you ever? I'm just, okay. Did the 1 Corinthians passage come up there? Well, why is my screen not going forward? That's okay right now, but I got some other points I want to make. But when they're used carelessly, now, that if you get in a habit of using profane language, and I hope no one here does, but if you have gotten yourself to the place where you just, you know, you curse from time to time, and you can find yourself again doing that sort of thing, and you don't even know that you're doing it. You don't think. Ask me how I know. Because that used to be me. I used to curse all the time before I obeyed the gospel. And I didn't even know. I'd have friends tell me. And we're talking about heathens in the world. Donnie, you curse too much. Guess what I would do? I would respond with a curse word. No, I don't. But I didn't know it. But I did. But, you know, because what happens is they're careless words. You're not thinking. And it doesn't register. But other people hear it. And now, all of a sudden, you're using, I'm going to need some help with this, someone. Unless, now I got the regular screen up here. Unless I just jump up here and go like this. You just curse and you're not even realizing what you're doing. But people are hearing that. You could be offending people. But even more than that, get this turned on so I can. So the passage was already, but I didn't know it. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give an account for every careless word they speak. So this is true even apart from profanity. We have to be careful about our careless words. But if you're in the habit of using profanity, there's no question you probably don't even realize sometimes when you do it. Because it's a habit and certain emotions will cause certain words to come out of your mouth if you're in the habit of using those words. And Jesus would call that idle speech or careless words, and we're going to have to give an account of that. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So we should all see together, yes, there I have to be careful about the words that I use, and really take note of that. Try to slow down and think before we talk, and that will go a long way in helping us. Of course, you have to realize there's a problem and be willing and even wanting to do something about it if you really want to change. But cursing, using profanity is like any other habit. They're not always, it's not always an easy thing to break. And so you really have to, but it's easier not to get started with regard to that in the first place. Well, all right, so what about just listening to profanity? So, again, I hope that we don't have anyone here that has fallen into the habit of using profanity. But what about, okay, well, I can go to a movie that's full of profanity, and as long as I don't use those words, that's okay. Now, you'll find more in the body of Christ taking that position than those who think, well, I could curse and it's not really that big a deal. It's more, you know, I can read this book or I can go to this movie and it doesn't matter. It's okay. Well, is it okay? Are there Bible principles that would tell us, no, that's not okay? What about Philippians 4, verse 8? Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. When you watch something, does that something get into your mind? You hear profanity over and over again regularly. You think that's going to lodge in your mind? Of course it is. Of course it is. And 1 Peter 1, verse 13, therefore preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Notice that. Prepare your minds for action. You're not doing that. He's talking, the action he's talking about is serving God. And you're not preparing your mind by filling it with profanity. I remember Paul, I've often used the passage in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. Because the Corinthians, some of them, had allowed Satan to infiltrate their mind, their minds. And so Paul called it a stronghold. Their minds became a fortified place for the devil. You know the best way you can allow him to set up camp in your mind? Listening to profanity over and over and over again. That is not what God wants you to do. It's not okay to listen to profanity. All right. Well, profanity is not the only way to misuse the tongue. So let's just close with that. With that point, you could double or even triple this list probably. But gossip, slander, maligning someone, demeaning someone. Of course, lying, we've often talked about sarcasm. I could throw in there harshness, maybe, or being rude. We talked about that, 1 Corinthians 13, that love doesn't act like that. And so, you know, just as we close, we understand we want to avoid profanity. Profanity is sinful. But I don't want you to think, well, you know, I never cuss, but maybe you gossip all the time. That's not good. You can sin with the mouth in a lot of different ways. James 3, in at verse 10, from the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. So we have to be careful how we use the tongue. And in this society, one problem is, this is true with all sin, but the more prevalent sin is, the more we can get used to it. And certainly profanity falls into that category. Because all around us, we hear it all the time, and you might think, well, I don't use this particular word that might be a real, real bad word, but it's okay for me to use this other word. And you can find yourself making a habit of profanity. Yeah, Kelly.
I think to that point, too, though, people think when you're trying to make an argument whether you want to do that or not do that, the people in the world, I think they already know that that's not appropriate. I mean, most people, even though they do it, know it's not a good thing. You know,
right.
Not
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you're trying to go out and teach somebody, if they hear you speak that, I mean, maybe you're trying to teach them something else that they believe, that you believe is, like, I mean, where's your credibility if you're doing something that's, you know, not appropriate? Well,
right.
I don't think the world knows that when people talk that way, it's not, I mean, even though it's commonplace, I mean, it's, most people think it's crude and
right. Right. And to your point, that's why sometimes your coworkers or whoever might even apologize to you when they realize you're a Christian. But what if you're joining them in that? That's a problem. So we need to, in this world, we're so common, let's not get caught up in that. Remember, we want to be transformed. We don't want to conform to this world. All right. Appreciate your attention.